Come on in to the home of Dear Hallmark. This is the space where we can unabashedly talk all things Hallmark Channel. From Hallmark movies and mysteries to Christmas movies, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall. Your host Dara here will get you covered with them all. So be sure to grab a drink, take your shoes off, hang your coat up, get comfortable, because we have a lot to talk about here at Dear Hallmark. Let's see what's on this week's episode. Hello, everyone. My name is Dara. Thank you for joining me for a new episode of Dear Hallmark. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing as you're listening to this, I say cheers to you. We are in the month of May, and May is bringing us countdown to summer. And with that, we have two brand new movie premieres. One that we're going to be talking about for this episode, A Whitewater Romance, starring Cindy Busby and Benjamin Hollingsworth. And the next one will be premiering this coming Saturday, which stars Pascal Lamont, Catherine Davis, and Steven Hazar. And that one is called Everything Puppies. And for the other two Saturdays, they are re-airing some movies that premiered on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries last year. Now, Big Sky River, The Bridal Path is one of those movies that will be closing out this countdown to summer with its Hallmark Channel premiere. It is already on Hallmark Movies now, and I am in the midst of watching it. Big Sky River, the first one, was very slow, very grown, and I loved every minute of it. But now I have to find myself in a specific headspace and in a specific mood to watch it. So it may take me a long time to watch it, not because of the movie itself, if that makes sense. But so far, I'm enjoying it. I think I'm only like 20 or 30 minutes in, but I'm enjoying it so far. So we'll see how it goes. Let me know via Instagram or Facebook if you guys would like me to review the Big Sky River sequel for you guys. Because again, I really enjoyed the first one, so I was very much looking forward to this one. Now, the Hallmark camp had some huge news. On the day that I'm recording this, this is hot off the press because it was released today. The first thing, Lacey Chabert announced that she will be starring in a Netflix Christmas movie. Deadline is the authority here for this, and here is a snippet of the Deadline article for it. This new Christmas movie is written by Russell Heinlein, who brought us The Santa Summit, and he is also going to be one of the co-writers for the Three Wise Men sequel that will be coming out this countdown to Christmas. So the film picks up with Kathy 2 years after losing her husband as she magically brings a handsome snowman to life. Through his naivete, the snowman helps Kathy to laugh, feel, and love again as the two fall for each other just in time for the holidays and before he melts. Now, I feel like we've received a couple of movies like this already from Hallmark. One that stars Jesse Hutch and Candace Cameron Bure. Am I thinking about the right movie here? Because I feel like there's at least one Up TV movie and one Hallmark movie that did this trope already. Which, I mean, Netflix, of course, has a bigger budget. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do this. Plus, they're getting a Hallmark movie writer and a Hallmark movie actress to. So I feel like they're trying to get, like, they're really trying to what's it called? Kind of hanker down on this Hallmark feel for Christmas. Because when I tell you Netflix tries and fails, they really try to do the Hallmark stuff, but they can't because they don't have the Hallmark je ne sais quoi. Which I still feel like we're still searching for ourselves. Hello. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I don't have Netflix, so I might get Netflix just to watch this movie with Russell being the writer and Lacey being the lead. I would want to see what that looks like. Now, remember, Lacey is still bringing us a Christmas movie because she has, for Hallmark, because she has one that stars, where she stars opposite Christopher Palaha that was announced a few weeks ago to this point. And if you would like to read the article in full, the link will be in the show notes. Now, the next and biggest one, Hallmark announces its newest TV show, this is Variety now that's announcing this, and it is called The Chicken Sisters. That title just... Now, the TV show is based off of a best-selling 2020 novel by K.J. DeLantonio, and it was a Reese's Book Club selection, and it's being adapted into a new original television series for Hallmark, which Variety is exclusively announcing. And here is a bit of the premise. It stars our homegirl, Wendy Malk, who was our mom in Darrow and Darrow. She was also in That Mystery After All These Years. She's she's hilariously funny. She is a quick whip. Like, I enjoy her performances so much. So I will only be watching this show because of her. I genuinely don't know anyone else who's on the cast. This article will be linked in the show notes, but here is the premise for The Chicken Sisters, if you're not already aware of the novel. So The Chicken Sisters, a family drama with Southern charm and romance, is set in the fictional town of Mariner, where a generations-old rift between dueling fried chicken restaurants, Mimi's and Franny's, has left the founder's families fractured and the locals taking sides. So I feel like it can be, it says a family drama. So I'm like, are we talking When Calls the Heart type of drama? Are we talking The Way Home? Because it also sounds like it could have some elements of comedy in it, but it's also giving Romeo and Juliet as well. But anyway, so it has the fracture, has left the founder's families fractured, say that three times fast, and the locals taking sides. When a popular cooking show comes to town, things get more complicated as sparks begin to fly and secrets are uncovered. Now, I feel like this is them replacing Ride, even though, like, I don't know where Ride was set, but that was giving us rancher, country-esque. And so I feel like they're still trying to give us that Southern country-esque type of show since Ride didn't make it. And so I feel like this is the next thing. I don't know, y'all. I don't know, y'all. I'm definitely going to give it a try. We'll see what happens. Again, this is a Variety article, and the article will be linked in the show notes if you would like to read more. Now, on the Dear Hallmark front, a lot of you, I'm not sure if you were aware, I've done a couple of Instagram lives lately, and a big reason, and I probably said this in a podcast episode earlier, but I've done so few podcast episodes that I don't remember, so I apologize if I haven't already said this. But at the top of March, I moved. And so that has contributed to me also not getting off podcast episodes as much as I would like. Between me being in the office now 4 days a week and also trying to furnish my place, it is getting more and more difficult to furnish my place, which is causing me less time for TV watching and podcast episodes. But, you know, I talk about this being the home of Dear Hallmark, having you come in, take your shoes off, let's, you know, get a plate and let's wax philosophical about some Hallmark movies, right? And so I thought, why not? This is my first big move. So, and I wanted to celebrate it with you guys by having a virtual housewarming. Because if you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, you will see a new background with me in my new place. And so also I know some people have reached out in terms of wanting to find a way to contribute financially to Dear Hallmark in general, whether it's me having merch, me writing another book, what have you. So If you are so inclined for the housewarming, there will be links to registries in the show notes. If you want to contribute to the housewarming, you'll see links to Target, Crate and Barrel, and also feel free to send gift cards, e-gift cards, to dearhallmark@gmail.com. And you can send gift cards from Bath & Body Works, Amazon, or Home Goods. But I thought it would be really cool to just celebrate this milestone of me moving together. And we can go onward and upward from here. So the virtual housewarming will be at the end of June. Just kind of as a celebration of this moment of having a new home of Dear Hallmark, if you will, figuratively speaking, but also literally. And so again, there are links in the show notes for the registries if you want to celebrate with me. No pressure, please. But yeah, I would greatly appreciate it. So I am super excited about that. The housewarming is going to take place on Instagram Live because I want everybody to be able, no matter where you are or what you're doing, to just pop in. Because no matter where you are or what you're doing, you're also listening to Dear Hallmark. So I wanted to be able to make it so that anyone can just pop in and we can just chop it up. And we'll talk about whatever it is y'all want to talk about. Movies, whatever. We literally, and that's what we do on the Dear Hallmark Instagram Lives. We genuinely cover the gamut. So I'm so excited to announce this virtual housewarming with you, for you guys and with you guys. I look forward to celebrating with you guys. I'm really, really excited. And this is really a new season, both for Dear Hallmark, but also for me personally, with me being in the office more and with me being in this new space. So I thank you guys again for continuing to listen and for bearing with me as I'm getting these episodes out a little bit slower than I would have liked, but I'm still trying to get some content to you guys. So yay! And with that being said, we're going to take a micro break and we're going to get into why you are here in the first place, which is to talk about a white water romance. So again, we're going to take a micro break and we will be right back with the review. So stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I told you that was going to be a micro break. So we are talking about, for this episode, our first Countdown to Summer premiere, which stars Cindy Busby and Benjamin Hollingsworth, and that is a white water romance. Now, I'm going to try to give you, in my own words, what the premise of this movie is. There's a woman named Maya. She works for a company named Vesta, but she works for the East office. Vesta is some type of tech company, but I think she also does press releases for them. And she was contacted by the CEO to come to this retreat. And her boss was like, "What? The CEO contacted you directly? Something in the water ain't clean." The boss goes back to her office, Maya following her. She's like, she's bringing one person from each regional office to this retreat in Colorado. You know what she wants? She wants to know who is going to have the account called the highlight reel. And so she's probably bringing all four of these regional offices together to see which office was going to take the account. And so her boss, Marilyn, is treating this like a competition. She's like, "I need you to, whatever it is, I need you to get dirt on people, find out what's going on and when." And Maya's like, "Well, I don't like the outdoors. That's not my steez, da 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 da." She gets there and she just fails on all cylinders, da 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 da. Y'all, I don't, what is this movie? What in the white water is going on? I'm very surprised at myself that I was able to put together a premise, because genuinely, I was confused throughout the duration of this movie. I didn't get the purpose of them being there. It was only five of them, six if you include the camp owner, and Allegra, the CEO, rented out the whole camp for just the five of them, which I'm like, big money, big money. But and Maya is could not be further away from the outdoors. Like, she thought, she called a compass a pocket watch. She, I guess they were trying to make her seem so city that she hasn't spent any time, like, she don't know jack about the outdoors. And then Matt, played by Benjamin Hollingsworth, he's from Vesta West. So he's out in California, volunteer firefighter, did it. I'm exhausted even trying to tell you guys what this movie is about, because this movie drained me. This movie drained me. I felt like it took something from me in the wrong way, you know? I was rushing through the commercials so that I could just hurry up and get through this movie, not so that I can hurry up and come back to see what happens, but I just wanted to get through this movie. I felt so bad, because I know Benjamin Hollingsworth is great and I appreciate Cindy Busby, but it was something about this movie that was incredibly off for me. I don't know if it was the camera angles. It felt very choppy, and I just didn't understand what was going on. I didn't get it. I didn't buy the Matt and Maya being together. And then I knew the conflict when it happened, what was going on. But I didn't buy them together. So it was very hard for me to care about the ending. And I'm going to spoil it for those of you who haven't seen it. So spoiler alert. So it's Vesta East, Vesta West, Vesta North, Vesta South. And so they go through a series of physical challenges. Some of them are just weird. Like, they have to carry an egg on a spoon through the forest until they get to a certain point. And then they have to slingshot the egg to a target. It doesn't make sense to me. But anywho, so North and South are paired together. Luis and Kara, I think her name is. I don't know. But then Maya and Matt, East and West, are paired together. And so what Allegra ends up doing, she ends up pairing North and South. They're going to run the Tokyo office together, and then Maya and Matt end up running Paris together. And in the meanwhile, her little sister, who's still in high school, is trying to get a college scholarship. Like, I don't... Y'all... I don't get it. I don't get it. This movie gets a smooth two crowns. One for Benjamin and one for Cindy, and that's it. That's it. This movie is just like, ooh, my insides, you know, did a thing. And I was like, what is going on? So the first scene where Maya and Matt meet, as we would call it, the meet cute, I thought that was funny. And I thought that was played so well by Benjamin. They have to do a catch and what, like a cat and mouse game. And so Maya thought that she heard some type of animal in the woods, and Matt sees her and he ends up scaring her, and she has perfume that she ends up, like, she's trying to spray. She thought it was a bear, and so she's wanting to discombobulate it and spray it, but it actually is Matt, and she ends up spraying him in the mouth with the perfume, and the way Matt is just like, bleh, bleh. And then he begins to talk about how it tastes. He's like, I sense notes of vanilla, da, 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 da. Like, that was funny. I did think the meteor shower scene was really cute, with them laying on the blanket, which is interesting that they had candles out there. And I'm like, it's just one wrong move and they start a forest fire. One wrong move and they start a forest fire. But the meteor shower scene was cute. So those two scenes I thought were cute. But the rest of it, no, return to sender. This just wasn't it for me, unfortunately. And seeing the preview of everything puppies during this made my stomach hurt even more. You guys, I don't know what it is, but I have yet to find a Steven Hazar Hallmark Channel movie that I actually like. The only tolerable Steven Hazar movie that I've been able to watch was the Ruby Herring Mysteries with Taylor Cole, and he plays the detective. He did very well in those three mystery installments, but those are mysteries, so those are different. These Hallmark Channel movies, well, also, he didn't do well in the Jane Mysteries either with Jodie Sweetin. No, though it was just like, why was he there? But I have yet to find, didn't like him in Chesapeake Shores, and I have yet to find a Steven Hazar movie that I actually like, so I'm not looking forward to everything puppies. And then Pascal, who's playing, like, who's our leading lady, she was from Never Been Christ, who played Janelle Parrish's best friend in that movie. So while I was excited to see that she got a new movie, I'm kind of underwhelmed that it's opposite Steven Hazar. Countdown to Summer is just not it, and will probably be the weakest lineup of the year. I am very excited for June, though, because June is Passport to Love, and it is all destination-themed movies, and it kicks off June 1st with Andrew Walker, and it's called For Love and Honey, and it takes place in Malta. It is about beekeeping, so that's the only thing that's I'm questionable about, but Malta is so gorgeous. We The Dancing Detective with Lacey Chabert and Will Kemp was filmed there. We also had another mystery film there. I think it was called To Catch a Spy. That was filmed there as well. So Malta is a gorgeous destination, but the premise I'm a little bit about. We're getting Bethany Joy Lenz in France. We're getting Hunter King in Italy. And then we also have a Greece movie with two leads that I'm not familiar with. So our destinations for our Passport to Love for June, again, is Malta, France, Italy, and Greece. And I'm very much am looking forward to it. I like that it's a different type of theme for June. Last time we had weddings, the year before, it was Summer Nights Part 1. So I'm glad that we're doing something different. And I think this should be the theme for June moving forward. I think we should do Passport to Love and give us different destinations. I mean, we have Ireland. We have the Presence of Love was shot in the Cotswolds, like the countryside of England. I would love that. Iceland, you know, like the world is literally our oyster. So I hope that this would be a mainstay lineup for June. And plus it gets you in the mood for summer vacation, you know? Okay, I did change the subject. A Whitewater Romance was not it for me, unfortunately. And again, that's going to be two crowns. I want better for my Busby and my Hollingsworth. That's it. I want better for my Busby and my Benjamin. You know, that's it. Now, the question is, am I going to subject myself to watching everything puppies? I don't know. Part of me doesn't want to watch it at all, you guys. Plus, we also have these I have to do a separate mystery episode, but I have watched Crimes of Fashion, One Bad Apple, Family Practice Mysteries, which is, that's coming out on Hallmark Mystery, I think this weekend, but it's already up on Hallmark Movies now. And there's a new mystery starring Chris McNally and Holland Roden called Tipline Mysteries Dial 1 for Murder. That is releasing on Hallmark Movies now this Thursday. And it will have an air date of, I think, June 7th, which is the first Friday of June, which I am, again, excited about. But I'm going to check it on Hallmark Movies now since so I don't have to deal with the commercials. But these mysteries from One Bad Apple, Family Practice Mysteries, stellar. But I'm going to do a separate episode talking about that. But I'm looking forward to that for May. And so at least I have Hallmark movies now to to rely on. I still have to watch Curious Caterer because I thought I recorded the premiere because I wasn't able to watch it live, but I didn't. So I had to wait until they re-aired it. And so I'm going to watch Curious Caterer first, and then we're going to come back and regroup, and I'm going to give you what else is going on in my Hallmark heart pertaining to the mysteries thus far. But you guys, there's a lot happening in June, and I'm excited about it. You know, we have Christmas in July. No, nothing about Christmas in July yet. We probably won't hear anything until Memorial Day weekend or that last week in May. But I'm looking forward to it. And, with that being said, I won't belabor the point or won't keep you any longer. My name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. And remember, don't forget the virtual housewarming that will take place at the end of June. Again, the registry links are in the show notes. And e-gift cards are accepted to dearhallmark@gmail.com. So remember, you guys, to watch a Hallmark movie that you love. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.